Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey family, a little bit of good news for you. No major incidents out there on our roads this morning, so let's look at those freeways. Southbound run on the Mitchell, busy around Ocean Reef Road through to Whitford Ave, Reed Highway, then Cedric Street through to Scarborough Beach Road and Vincent Street before the CBD. So pretty stop start all the way through. Do drive with patience if you're heading south. The northbound run on the Kwinana, slow around South Street through to Cranford Avenue, but the rest is looking good. And a couple metro hotspots, Roe Highway northbound in Nicholson Road in Canning Vale, and then Roe Highway southbound at Great Eastern Highway bypass in Bushmead. The police drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you, Callum.
We were just talking about the towel debate of how many towels you should have in a family. And we have Dana on the line. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Here we go. Had to press a button.
Dana, you were you wanted to talk about the amount of towels you have in your house for per adult.
We have 5 people in the family. We have 3 towels each. Then we have a beach towel each.
20.
And then we have, I think it's 3 guest towels, and then we have about 3 dog towels.
Okay, we're at 26 towels.
And they're all color-coded.
Color-coded? Tell me about this color-coding.
They're all color-coded.
That's brilliant, because no one can steal someone else's towel.
No one can take other people's towels. So do you ever see people nicking the guest towels? You're like, oi, put them back.
Your towels are green, not fuchsia. How dare you? Oh, Dana, thank you so much for the call. That was awesome and brilliant.
I think she's actually confirmed that that's how you need to do your towels.
Each? You reckon three each?
And colour-coded. Makes so much sense.
Okay. Well, hey, Kirsty.
Yeah. Dana was basically breaking suburban news. She's broken the code of towels for her family.
She's like a beautiful mind, you know? She's broke the code. Breaking news from Golden Bay.
Oh.
Golden Bay. Saturday evening.
Oh, yes.
Slightly overcast and windy. With a chance of 2 police cars next door.
Ooh.
That's right. 2 police cars on my street last night.
Really?
Next door to my house. Like, the house next door to me.
What, last night or on Saturday?
No, Saturday night. Now, look, we didn't hear any commotion.
Right.
My mother-in-law went out to the car to grab something and went, oh, there's 2 cop cars outside next door. 2.
2?
There was this is bad. I really don't know my neighbours.
Oh.
Didn't make an effort. I feel bad. I've made a vow that when we move into our new house, I will know my neighbours.
Yes.
But 2 cop cars.
Didn't think you'd be there so long.
Didn't think I'd be there so long. 2 cop cars, yes. Like paddy wagon cop cars.
Oh, wow.
Both of the cars for the people who live there were there.
Yes.
Well, I think one of them was theirs. And then the red one had gone for a bit. And then, so I don't know what happened. All I know is intrigue at an all-time high on my street in Golden Bay on Saturday night.
Yes, it is always very confronting when you see police. Oh.
Sorry. Anyway.
Police cars on your street, because you do wonder, oh, do I check it out, or is there something like serious that I need to know, like the family needs to know?
Here's another question.
What?
When I see my neighbour next time, can I say, hey, everything okay? Or is that rude?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, you don't know them, do you?
Not really. I say, hey.
Well, you could say, oh, saw some cop cars on Saturday night. I hope everyone's okay.
But is that invasive?
Well, it depends, though.
Rude?
It could be something to do with they might have had a break-in during the day.
Could have, and I should know.
And you should know, because then they can say, well, actually, we had someone break into our car, we had someone break into our house, so make sure you're locking.
2 cop cars? 2 cop cars? Paddy wagons?
Well, are you going out of concern of, like, is everything okay?
No, I'm just nosy. I just want to know, anyway. I want to know what's happening in your suburb.
Yes.
So give us a call, 93130985. We want to know what's breaking in your neck of the woods. Suburban breaking news time. We are crossing now live to correspondent Kate. Kate, you can keep it a secret, your neighbourhood, if you want, for your own safety.
Or
if you want.
Or you can share it. It's up to you.
Okay, so I live in Southern River.
Okay, there it is, there. Southern River. She said it.
Yeah, yes, there you go. I do not speak to my neighbours either, so I just sort of wave and, you know, I drive into the garage and I just put the door down before anything. But I'm in a laneway, so our garage is back onto each other.
Okay, yep.
And then the lady across from me, so our garages face each other.
Yep.
We had, like, all these... We saw that there was, like, police there and we're wondering what was happening and we weren't too sure and we're like, oh, my God, what a scandal. Wharton Road, which is a major road, was, like, blocked off, so it was quite, like, hectic.
Yes.
We couldn't get in. We're like, okay. So we sort of laid low and then a week later I was at my sister's house and my partner's like, the cops are back there again, Kate. I'm like, go out there, find out what's going on. So he goes out to the bin. I'm like, go out to the bin again. I was like... start hosing, I don't know, do something. So he spoke and found out that the door had been axed in and people had gone through the house. We're like,
what?
So, it's okay, hang on, hold on, time out.
I'm sorry.
Axed.
Someone had...
axed in.
The
axed
door.
The door in.
Wow, okay.
Axed it.
Okay.
We're
so
like, what? And then... completely accident. I mean, that's not funny. That's terrible. But the police apparently said, you know, mate, like it's someone that she's associated with. So, okay, whatever. And then so a week later, because I'm like, where's she gone? She was missing. Her car wasn't there because she always parked in the laneway. So she actually used to irritate me because I could never park in the garage.
Hang on, Kate, watch yourself. Watch yourself. You're going to become a suspect. Settle down.
Back and I was like, Mark, she's back. So I was hanging out, you know, extra longer in the garage bit. Anyway, she finally saw her and I was like, oh, I've never spoken to her ever. And she's like, oh yeah, I've just been to hospital. I had a brain tumor. I'm like,
what? What? This poor woman?
What? A brain tumor? Okay.
Like,
this took a turn.
I was like, did it a door for your house? Like, there's some things. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I had some people come through and they stole my wallet. I was like, okay.
Did they give you a brain tumor?
I just went inside. I'm not, this is no word of a lie. Like, no word of a lie.
Okay.
Kate, that has been the most intense
this is the greatest
suburban breaking news I think I've ever heard. We just want you to be safe, okay?
Yeah.
So maybe just get some locks on your doors and make sure you close your garage door,
all
okay?
All right, keep them coming, guys. 93130985. We want some more suburban breaking news after this. Great on the roads, don't worry about it. We got suburban breaking news to get to.
and I have to say, Malcolm said it really, really well with after Kate's suburban breaking news. He said, sorry, did you want suburban break-in news or suburban breaking news? I'm a little confused by that last report. Well,
yes.
We had both. We had both from Kate.
And on the line right now, we have Eliza or Annika. I'm not sure. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
It's actually their mum, Sonia.
Hello,
Sonia.
How are you? Tell us your breaking news.
Well, we lived in West Leederville for a number of years and woke up one night, my husband and I could hear all this noise, and our next door neighbours were getting broken into and the burglar was trying to get out of their back garden and tumbling over their garbage can. And so we had a little Juliet balcony, and I don't know whatever possessed me, but I opened the French doors onto the balcony and said, excuse me. And my husband's like, what are you thinking? Are you going to turn around and go, oh, hi?
What are you doing?
Anyway, the burglar ran down the street with the backpack on and a neighbour further down the street had CCTV. But my daughter, who was probably about 7 at the time, Eliza, she was privy to all of that. So we had a lot of nights where she was sleeping in our bedroom because she couldn't go to sleep.
Oh, buddy.
Right about the burglar coming back. And then I kid you not, about 6 months later, there's this ruckus from our other neighbour and we could hear this man because we had sort of from the upstairs area glass windows that looked sort of onto our neighbour's front porch.
Yes.
And we could hear this bang, 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 bang. So we're peeking through the blind. And then we could hear this man going, open up, open up. This is the detective from the Wembley police station.
Oh, okay.
So I said to my husband, this is a little bit ridiculous. You know, he's waking up the whole neighbourhood. It's 1 or 2 in the morning. So I rang the Wembley police station. I said, look, excuse me. You've got your detective at our next door neighbour's house. And I gave him the number in the street. And I said, I would expect that he wouldn't be that loud that he's waking up. Anyway, to cut a long story short, it wasn't the detective. The detective was actually a couple of houses further down the street. It was actually people pretending to be the police getting into their next door neighbour house. We unravelled the story the next day. So there was a young boy who had been in Subiaco with his friends. And had sort of, on his way back, as young boys do, was trying to open some cars,
car doors,
and just being a bit of a hooligan. The people who belonged to the car chased him back to his house, and that's who it was, pretending to be the police, thinking this is where the boy lived. Anyway, it was a bit of drama on the street.
Okay, Sonia, this has been...
And this is why you no longer live there. Is that correct?
I live in Netherlands now.
Yeah, oh yes, much less drama going on in Netherlands. Oh, Sonia, thank you so much for your call.
Look, would have thought that this suburban breaking news this week would be so dramatic? Can I just give one very quick
suburban
breaking news?
Yeah,
because,
we got time.
In Beaconsfield.
Beaconsfield, okay. Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Carry on.
In Beaconsfield, there was much celebration in the front yard of a newly renovated front yard of my house because my oldest daughter just got engaged on the weekend. Congratulations, Layla Lou and Spencer. So that's some good suburban
job.
Breaking news right there.
All right,
I'm
all good?
Exhausted.
Hang on, let's just take a breath. 1, 2, 3, breathe in and out. All right, let's go to the news.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.